All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. Tomorrow, our Thanksgiving special. David, you've given me word. TJ, once again, hoeing us out, will not be showing up.
That is correct.
What is it? He can't get off the couch?
Really? I don't know.
I'll call him. Yeah. I've had enough, honestly.
He begged to be on the show.
I know. I'm basically at a point where we're going to James Houston him, minus the dirty pants. Just we're done. Show up for work. You work 1 hour a week, for Christ's sakes. All right. Now, Rico, before we get to the topic we were going to do, David's all bricked up over here. He's like, no, I got something for you. What do you want? It's 5 o'clock and people have worked a full day today.
Correct.
And the people don't need your nonsense.
No, they don't. You're right. You're exactly right about that. But I wonder what you and Rico would say about this, because it was a hot discussion on the Carson Anderson show. There was a report out here. Daniel Jones is expected to make a decision on his next team in the next 24 hours, 40 hours, 48 hours or so.
Okay.
That's what Adam Schefter says. And Detroit's name came up in a report from Jordan Schultz. And everybody called in on their show saying, yes, make this deal. We need him as a backup over Hendon Hooker. And I just wondered, I mean, are Lions fans that bored? Are they that bored to where they're worried about the backup quarterback?
This was a topic?
This was a topic, yes. They were on either side. Doug was on one side. Gator was on the side of no. Doug was on the side of yes.
Are you punking me?
No. Because I'm listening like, why do you care? Because if your quarterback goes down, it doesn't matter. You're done anyway. Daniel Jones isn't going to save your season. Hendon Hooker's not going to save your season.
Rico, what do you want to do with this? I feel blindsided right now.
Yeah, you should, Mike. I'm thinking they feel like Daniel Jones will at least, with all the weapons that the Lions have, your season won't tank. He's got NFL experience. The only thing is, David, if I'm Daniel Jones, I wouldn't want to go to Detroit because I'm never going to play. Daniel Jones needs a resume tape. You're not going to get that with Detroit. You may get a ring, but that's not going to help him next year. He's not a long-term solution, so I guess I never deemed Detroit as a serious option for him to come here anyway.
Look, if I'm Daniel Jones and his representatives, I'm going to Dallas. I'm going to play.
Yes.
I agree with what Rico just said. Look, guys, if you want to have this mythical conversation, now what is the context Detroit was mentioned? Not as in like some leader in the clubhouse, were they?
No, not a leader in the clubhouse. There was like five teams mentioned. The Raiders were mentioned.
Okay, that's a starting opportunity with Minshew, broken collarbone, done for the year. So there's one.
The Vikings were mentioned.
Not a good fit. They have their quarterback. Next.
The 49ers were mentioned.
Not a good place. Purdy's the starter. Don't need it. Next.
But Purdy's got a bum shoulder, so.
Or he's just a bum. Who's the fourth?
The Lions were mentioned. I can't remember. Let me go find the other team. But that's four of them right there.
I mean, look, if you guys want it, I'm not going to kick and scream. I mean, I can sell you on Daniel Jones 2 years ago as a game manager. Hand the ball off, complete short passes, don't make mistakes. Led the Giants to a playoff win. Is he good? No. Is he better than what he's displayed the last 2 years? Probably, because the Giants are a complete shipwreck. But I have no focus on the backup quarterback. I don't care to. Now, if you're signing Daniel Jones, that just totally means you're admitting the Hendon Hooker pick was a complete waste. A bust. Total garbage.
Yeah, I don't see why Daniel Jones would ever want to come to Detroit. Dallas is the best. And think about this. He'd get to go up against his former team on Thanksgiving if he signed today.
Not on 24 hours notice. Jesus, he'd be running a Tecmo Bowl playbook.
No. At least he'd be on the roster, though.
Ah, that blank stare. It's very valuable in team meetings. No, I wish he would go to Dallas and play and put 50 on the Giants. That's the mood I'm in. But no, David, I'm indifferent. If the Lions brought in a backup quarterback, I'm not going to yell. But it's not something I'm pining for. And you mean to tell me they filled the lines in middays on
Correct.
Daniel Jones?
Correct.
What do you want me to do? 248-539-9797. If Daniel Jones is willing to come here for free, do you want him as your backup quarterback? Are you willing to admit Hendon Hooker's useless? Is that the move? Look, I could sell you. Is he a guy who started and won a playoff game on the road? Yes. The idea would be there'd be a lot more talent here. A great offensive line, great receivers, a great running game. Basically things he's never had as a Giant. and God forbid Jared Goff got hurt, could he steal you a game? Yeah, he could. Even I'll say that as a guy who hates him. Just because you can't be the guy, just because you can't be the face of a franchise, doesn't mean you can't help a team. Gardner Minshew's a prime example. If I put Gardner Minshew on a good football team and the starter gets hurt, Gardner Minshew can win you a playoff game. Yes. But I'm really shocked that this was like a big, big issue. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, I could not believe that it was full lines. It made no sense to me because in my mind, I hear what you're saying. Maybe he can steal you a game. But I think you're screwed anyway. Your starter goes down. That's every team.
Yeah, so. But here's the argument, right? If God, I don't want to put this in the universe. If Goff goes down and it's Hendon Hooker, your season's over. Like toast. May not win any games. Daniel Jones is still mobile. Daniel Jones is still experienced. And Daniel Jones, when asked to be a game manager 2 years ago, won a playoff game, David.
You're right. No,
on
you're
the
right.
Road in Minnesota. And then you got to watch Kirk Cousins read the sad little Bible story to his kid. I mean, if they wanted him and he was willing to come here, what am I going to say?
Oh, I'm not yelling about anything about don't get him, get him. I just found it hilarious that that was a thing today.
Here's your phone number. If you guys have an opinion on it, go for it. But what do you make of Daniel Jones being attached to the Lions in a report? I'm very surprised. I am. My headspace has nothing to do with the backup quarterback position. But, and I don't know how they feel. It's I'm not a mind reader. But if they have no faith in Hendon Hooker, and they know that this is their Achilles heel, look, Goff had a couple of big hits in Indy. He was down on the ground for a moment. Like, if they believe, hey, in case of emergency, we never want to break this glass. But we know the other guy can't do it. This guy might. I'm not against it. I guess I just view it differently as that if I'm Daniel Jones, I'm going to Vegas or Dallas. I want to start. I want to rehab my career. I need a fresh start. But I didn't put his name out there. That's in the article.
Correct.
It's in the report by Jordan Schultz. Lions are listed as one of the five destinations. Danny Dimes in the Motor City. Go ahead. What do you want me to say? If I ever see him, it means you're in deep trouble or you're up by 60. But if Goff got hurt, can Daniel Jones win more games than Hendon Hooker? Yes, unequivocally. Go ahead and laugh. It's true. The only thing you would have a leg to stand on with Hendon Hooker, no pun intended, is film from Tennessee. Anytime I've seen him professionally, he's looked horrific. And Daniel Jones would go from one of the worst teams in the league to the best. So, yeah, go ahead. If that's what our biggest concern is the backup quarterback, and you think you can make it better, go for it. 248-539-9797. Now you're laughing. What?
No, because, I mean...
I didn't bring this up. Let me remind you.
No, you did not. I did. It's just... I don't know. Lions fans can have it. Look, your team is winning, and if you're right. If this is the only thing that you have to worry about, then buy your Super Bowl tickets then. Because this is it. This is insane to me.
No, my point is, do you believe he gives you a better chance to win than Hendon Hooker? Yes or no?
I would say no.
Why?
I would say no because Hendon Hooker's been in the offense.
Has he?
Well, yeah, in practice, yes. He's
How's he looked when he's played?
He hasn't thrown the ball at all couple times.
Yeah, so. I wonder why. How do you look in the preseason?
Not that great. I understand what you're saying.
I got a guy with playoff experience.
I know. I just...
Vanilla Vic?
Experience in offense. Vanilla Vic.
We'll get those RPOs we've all been hoping for.
We already have mobile golf season. Do we need Vanilla Vic?
We need another improviser. I don't care. I'll grab a few phone calls
on it. It's not going to hurt, right? It wouldn't hurt. I'm not going to yell and scream.
I think my reaction is genuine surprise that the Lions were listed in this report by Jordan Schultz. I am neither pining for it or making fun of people who want it. But if he wants to be here and he's willing to be a backup, do I believe he gives you a better chance to win than Hendon Hooker in a pinch? Yes. So I would do it. But I ain't going to be, hey, this was not my idea of a 5 o'clock topic. But David sideswiped me here. And then ultimately, the Midday Show apparently did an hour on this, which I find unfathomable. But here we are. Kenny, what was the consensus coming out of Middays on this report?
It was a split directly down the middle. Nobody could make heads or tails of it. Everybody was on exactly the opposite side of everybody else.
Am I wrong for thinking he gives you a better shot than Hooker if Goff goes down?
No, you're not wrong at all. Experience matters. It really does. Hooker doesn't really have that.
Look, you can make fun of Daniel Jones. He is mobile. Big-bodied quarterback. You can get some QB sneaks and QB power. You don't care about his injury guarantee because, well, now he's not on that contract no more. Throwing the football? Suboptimal. But I mean, look, if Goff gets hurt in the fourth quarter against the Bills and you're up by three and you need somebody to shepherd you home, I tell you right now, it's Daniel Jones and not Hooker.
Because of experience. You're right.
248-539-9797. We'll get with the people coming up next.